Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more to get back to. An odd thing happened, and I think it's a good thing, but you got to get deeper than that. The UW Regents just decided to freeze tuition for one more year, even though they now have the power to raise it. What does that all mean? The legislature froze tuitions, prohibited the regents from raising tuitions for a long time. And in the process, they did two things, one of them bad. The two things they did is by keeping tuition down, that made it more affordable. And in addition, there are a number of grants and Pell Grants and everything else. If a kid in this state wants to go to college, he or she can go to one of the best public universities in the world. Any university. Madison was ranked number 34 in the world. That includes the whole United States. Every league, the Ivy League, the Big Ten, you know, every one of them, all of them. And Oxford, Cambridge, Salamanca, Heidelberg, the Sorbonne, everything in Asia, number 34. I'm a grad of the law school, great university. And UWM is a research university, tier one. There's only about 130 of them in the whole country out of many thousands of colleges. Good original research. You can't get a better education than going to UWM or Madison or any of the other good system colleges. But by freezing tuition, the bad thing that the Republicans did over the last, you know, well, since Walker was governor 10 years ago, was that money dried up for the university. It was a way to starve the university because the Republicans fundamentally hate the university. They claim they like the football team. They'll wear the jersey, but they always attack the university and they've starved it. We have lost great professors, great grad students. They do nothing but attack the university. Many of them didn't go to the University of Wisconsin. Some of them didn't go to university at all. And they give a sob story like they were too poor. That's a lot of baloney. They were too lazy is what they were. They were too lazy. If somebody wants to go to college in this state, they can go to college in this state. Period, end of story. Nowadays, you can. That wasn't true in the past. None of my grandparents went to college. My mom didn't go to college. But they worked and saved, and they aspired for their kids and grandkids to go to college. The Republicans are putting the kibosh on that. Well, by letting the regents let the tuition rise again, but the Republicans saying, okay, here's a knife to cut your own throat. Why don't you raise tuitions then? Go ahead. It's on you, not on us. And people get angry at you and we'll sow dissension the way we have in the past. So the regents this year said, even though we have the power, we're not going to do it for a year. Let me tell you the solution, and it's not hard. I went to the UW Law School. I went in got out of the Navy in 1972, and the tuition was $250 a semester. A semester. You can earn that with a part-time job, you get an apartment, go to a great university. That was because the state and the legislature provided 6% of the funding for the University of Wisconsin for their operating expenses, and they didn't have to depend on tuition. I know people who went to the UW in the early 60s, and I think it was $50 a semester. It should return to the inflation-adjusted amount now. In other words, very, very low. But right now, under successive Republican administrations, and in all candor, some Democratic administrations, the amount that the state provides for the operating expenses, the University of Wisconsin, is about 17%, not 47%. And I'm told that in Colorado, you know, Colorado, that's a great college, you know, Boulder. I like that Colorado football team and this, that, and the other thing. Or at least I like to see them play. If they ever play Wisconsin, have Wisconsin win. Somebody told me out there, I did not check this, that they only provide like 5%, 5% of the operating expenses for the University of Colorado. You know, you do that with public universities, you're forcing kids to compete for scarce scholarships at private universities. Private universities have to fundraise. So here is the deal. And this is a call call from me, and it should be a call from everybody listening to this station. The UW should get more of its operating revenue from the state and a lot less from tuition. That is why we have state government. Education is a capital asset. What do I mean by that? What I mean by that is if you have an educated citizenry, it pays economic dividends in creativity, employment, business founding. It's a capital asset. More money should go into public education at the grade school level, high schools, and our public university system. Less money should go for targeted tax cuts that only benefit about 1%, and read the donors to the Republican Party of this state. Now, Governor Evers talked about this Friday, signed a tax cut that benefited about 50%, 50% of the taxpayers in this state. And at least that was a middle-class tax cut. But the only reason he even did that is because the Republicans refused to put any of that money into public education. They were going to pay a little over $100 million they were going to contribute instead of over $1 billion. And they are now jeopardized more than $2 billion in federal COVID aid because they won't increase the amount for public education. They will give up $2 billion, just as they gave up $1 billion in train money and $1 billion in Medicaid money, promised $4.5 billion in state tax dollars to a Chinese company named Foxconn that hasn't done jack or squat in 4 years. They can't be trusted with money. That's another story. But in the University of Wisconsin, 17% of operating revenue is too low. I want to see it back, a lot back. I liked it when I was there. I was on the GI Bill, took a part-time job, easily went through school. Thank God. It was in the 40s, I think the high 40s, 47 some odd percent of operating revenue. It's been down ever since. It's got to stop. It can't go down anymore. It's got to go back up, 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 up. Instead of a freeze, there should be a tuition reduction, but it should be funded by the state. All of this baloney. Scott Walker tried to change the mission statement of the University of Wisconsin. It's considered one of the public Ivies. The three public Ivies are the University of Wisconsin, University of Michigan, University of California at Berkeley, all three of those. And UWM is considered the peer of UCLA. That's what we want to restore and keep. That's what we want to restore and keep. That is a major asset. We punch above our weight, and there has to be money there. And Scott Walker wanted to change the mission statement to say that the University of Wisconsin was simply a training ground for Wisconsin business. That's baloney, absolutely baloney. And they always attack it. They always attack the University of Wisconsin as being too liberal. What do they think an education is? What do they think an education is? They almost succeeded in forcing the University of Wisconsin at Stevens Point to give up all liberal arts programs. They think everything should be three-week schools to learn how to operate this or that. The Republican Party can't be trusted with money. I don't know how many times I have to say that. And the Republican Party is single-handedly destroying the biggest capital asset that we have in this state, which is public education. And in case of the University of Wisconsin, I'm glad the UW Regents froze the tuition for another year. Okay. It's, you know, it's still lower than most other tuitions in the country and comparable universities. But why shouldn't it be even lower with the amount paid by the state government out of tax revenues? It's a capital asset. It's good for us. I want to see it get back to a lot higher, not 17%. And it's absolutely essential to get back, I hope, on an inflation-adjusted basis to what it was when I was there. Why not? It pays dividends. It keeps people here in the state, entrepreneurs in the state, very smart, good people in the state. We're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.